Coming at you from the Steel City, you're listening to Poor Man's Podcast, Pittsburgh's premier comedy podcast. Your weekly dose of humor, hosted by Chris Hopper and with a new special guest each week. And here's your host, Chris Hopper.
Woo! Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Poor Man's Podcast. I'm your host, Chris. Along with me, as always, is the wonderful, is the talented, is the beautiful, is Danny Kaufman, everybody. Danny Kaufman, how are you today?
I am so good. I've missed you. It's been so long.
It's been too long, Danny. When's the last time? We were just discussing this. I opened the Rodecast or the Switcher studio that we use for the video, and I saw the wonderful, the beautiful Steve Hofstetter's face, and it made me realize, Steve. I guess it's been that long since we podcasted last, Danny.
Oh, boy. When was that? That was in December, right?
That would have been December, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was checking my notes, because normally I will have some kind of notebook just to keep my thoughts intact somewhat, because my mind's all over the place. And I believe you remember for the last 2 weeks, the notes I have are Grinch and 2023 review. So that was, and I'm pretty sure we didn't touch on either of those with Steve.
But
Steve was awesome to have on. Yeah. December's always rough, especially, I know for me, I work at a restaurant where we do holiday parties and things, and we just get crushed throughout December. So I haven't done much of anything. And then January comes around and I was not feeling well. But Danny, you've been out of town, right? Have you even been around?
No. So I spent 3 weeks in California. So
wow. Enjoyable time.
Oh my God. I didn't want to come back. I literally came back and it was so snowy and gross. And I'm like, why? Why did I come back?
So were you in Northern California, Southern California? Or did
Southern
you travel?
California.
Oh, that's nice, son.
We went to the Comedy Store, which, dream fulfilled.
Yeah, right?
It was amazing.
Did you see anybody or did you just go on kind of a potluck night? Or how'd that go for you?
It was amazing. So we saw Bobby Lee, which was cool. Yeah, I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
But my highlight was David Spade. I've always wanted to see him do stand-up.
Oh, no
and
way.
Seeing him was amazing.
Well, yeah, he was good. How long did he do? Like half an hour?
No, I think he only did like 15.
Oh, okay, yeah. He was just trying some new stuff out. But that's awesome to see. Just somebody, I know you're a giant Sandler fan, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I mean, he's in that the Sandler family, essentially.
He is. He's a part of the fam. Yeah. I think he was.
Anybody Sandler, who was in Grown Ups.
Yes. He bought them all cars. I was going to say that for like Grown Ups.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Pretty sure Sandler bought them all a car.
Oh, Sandler did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah. So Comedy Store, anything else you see in California? Were you at a haunted attraction? Like a
yes.
haunted museum or something?
Yes. So hit all the haunted spots that we could hit within 3 weeks. But we went to Vegas for a few days and went to Zach Bagans' haunted museum, which I highly recommend.
Okay. So what kind of things do they have in the haunted museum? I saw like a doll.
Yeah, a doll. So this guy literally has like a disposable income, I swear, for just like any haunted item. Like I was standing in a room with Richard Ramirez.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Like what?
Like
his
crazy.
Like his ashes are in there, or like what do you mean?
Yes, yes, his ashes are in this museum.
Did you get some kind of vibe from that?
It was weird. The entire thing was weird, but I kind of like have like a theory about this place. I think that he like intentionally makes it very dark and gloomy and hard to breathe in so that like when they say, oh my God, like somebody passed out, like it's like a cave.
Yeah. It's pumping crazy. Carbon dioxide slowly. And yeah, hopefully somebody gets very lightheaded and they can blame it on Richard Ramirez, just ghost.
Yeah. And teaser, if you're a Lamar Odom fan.
Who is it?
Lamar Odom. He was married to Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, and well, you know him as that. I know him as the forward for the Lakers, but yeah.
Yeah. So they have the bed that he OD'd on.
Oh, wow. That's impressive, right?
I was really excited about it.
Well, was that like a motel or something? I would assume, or a hotel, and you just go out, or a Holiday Inn, as Chingy would say, I guess, and what, you just go to that hotel and like, you know what, I'd like to buy the bed that he died on and came back, or whatever happened to him.
So it was out of a brothel, and the guy that owned the brothel died on the same bed. So Zach Baggins said, I would like to buy this bed.
Wow. Something about the bed, maybe.
That's what they say. It could be cursed.
Oh, wow. I mean, it has almost as many dead people as an average bed, if not more than that, I'd say.
I mean, some high-end names.
How many people have, well, okay, I don't know. How many times do you think somebody has died in a bed that somebody else has been? Did Lamar Odom die, or did he just OD and, like, brain damage kind of thing?
Yeah, so
he seems to be okay-ish right now, about as okay as he can be, I guess.
I think he's actually doing pretty well last time, like, I heard about him.
Yeah, because he didn't seem like, you know, sometimes they have kind of the stroke victim kind of, like, slow speech kind of thing, and he seemed relatively okay.
He did. Like, he seems like he's doing really well, but they showed a clip while you're standing in the room, and they were basically like, yeah, like, Lamar, like, claims that, like, this guy that owned the brothel is haunting the bed, and it's somehow connected.
It sounds like there's probably just a lot of drugs in that bed.
I'm going to say maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But this museum was so cool. Had such a good time. There's so much creepy shit in there. It's insane. Like, the amount of money that's probably put into that museum is, like, I don't even
want
to know.
Well, that's perfect. You want somebody like that that has disposable income that doesn't care when you have the eccentric museum. Like, yes. I don't think you want, like, that Bob Nutting for the Pirates owner, like, trying to cut corners and trying to, you know what? I bet we could get the knockoff bed that, you know, the college basketball player OD'd in. No, we want to go full out. We want Lamar Odom, man.
We want Lamar. You know, there was Nikes and not New Balances. Like this was the high-end moment. And
exactly.
Loved it.
You don't want the great value bed.
Exactly. So that was a highlight. Honestly, my favorite part of Vegas.
So
I'm not a gambler.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not either. I'm not in the, you know, I would go, my favorite part about any kind of vacation really is just eating. So
yes,
I think I'd go there. I'd eat. Gambling doesn't do anything for me really. I like sports, but like sports betting, but you know, craps, roulette. I'm not good enough. And I feel like the casinos aren't in business because I'm good at gambling.
That's fair. I was a little upset. The only regret I have, I wish I could have seen Carrot Top.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What kind of shows did they have when you were there?
I saw like the typical things, like obviously like Carrot Top, Blue Man Group, the Harlem Globetrotter. No. Just kidding. Not that. just kidding.
You got basketball on the mind.
I think I'm just thinking of basketball now. And we just watched Little Nicky. And there's a part in the movie. So I'm on the Adam Sandler moment right now. I'm blanking. Cirque du Soleil. Like the classic like shows.
Yeah. I saw Cirque du Soleil a couple years ago and it was awesome. But we're happy to have you back. We're happy to record. This is the first show of 2024. You know what, Danny?
Yay.
It reminds me. Maybe it's time that you hit that rundown bell. Oh, shit. You were ready for it, Danny. I love to see it.
I was ready. I have my little goat here.
Can you hold that up one more time? And
absolutely.
And let it go? Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's how you know it's time for the rundown. We have our first show of 2024. Hell yeah. Opening thoughts. We have a game that I thought of. Did you think of five words, Danny?
I did.
Don't tell me them yet. We're going to save it for our game called Random Rankings.
Okay.
And then I didn't tell Danny anything about this game, so this could be a complete bust. We've had games that I thought would work out. I thought the game, the IKEA game, where we would list IKEA names would pay off, didn't work. They were like, what's a horseshoeflusion? Nobody knew it was a shoehorn. Everyone's guessing it's a drawer, curtain rod. Nobody knew. It was. We should have made a multiple choice, so I'll take the blame on that one. We also had the game where it was. I would read the comment of the story, and we'd try to guess the story. That was a flop. I feel like that had potential, though. So, you know, I won't take the full blame for this. But I do think random rankings might be a little bit of all right. So we'll definitely try that. And then we'll wrap it up with everybody's favorite segment, the new news. Danny, I'm so happy.
Perfect.
To be back. We are not at 565 this week. We're actually recording virtually for the first time. So I'm Poor Man Studios. Danny is at her humble abode. You just moved. Although you haven't really been home. How is everything now that you're moved and living?
It's nice. Most of my things are out of boxes now. My home is feeling homey. Honestly, I bought a couch from Amazon. It's the best purchase I've ever made. I love it. I don't love the weather right now because I'm stuck in my house, but other than that, it's great.
Do you get the seasonal depression pretty bad?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like I'm the same way. As soon as November hit, and it's incredible how quickly the sun just disappears in Western Pennsylvania, and I haven't seen it since. It was crow weather, Danny. I don't want to. Oh, shit. You know what? I have a video on here. The video won't show up for you because you won't be able to see it because of the way that we have the video connected. But I was outside, this is probably a week ago, and there were two crows in my neighborhood fighting a hawk in the air.
What?
Yeah. So, you know what? I'll pop it up just because I have it on here already and we have the technology to do so. But,
exciting.
Yeah. So, Danny, I'll try to hold the screen up for you so you can see.
Okay.
It. But this is in my backyard. There are two crows, and I looked it up, and I guess it's common for them to do that. They attack. There's one hawk in the sky. There's two crows as they always fly in tandem, Danny. But yeah, it was a big dude. This probably was probably the size of a small dog. This hawk, and you see crows fighting them off, man.
Okay, one, that's my worst fear ever. Like, I'm thinking about getting a dog because I've been thinking about it forever. And I think I'm probably going to impulse buy an animal. But anyway, so, like,
that's always the best thing to impulse buy.
So if you just see me with, like, a random fluffy small dog, just you'll know it's mine.
Well, you can discuss that with Shay, who's been known to buy a bird or an iguana or whatever on a whim. So, but yeah, I'm with you on that dog. I just saw a viral video of a falcon. It had to have had, I don't know, probably 3-inch talons trying to get a cat through a window.
Oh God, that's terrifying.
And there's a bald eagle in New Brighton and, you know, down the Ohio River and stuff. And there's hawks all over the place. These birds, and I know we're probably one of the only podcasts around that harps on this, but some of these birds are no joke, man.
Listen, if a hawk or very large bird takes my multi-poo, I am not ever going to recover. There's no amount of therapy that's going to make that okay.
Danny, in my hiatus over the last month, I got to be honest, I wasn't feeling comedy, I wasn't feeling podcasting, I wasn't feeling much of anything, I wasn't feeling creative. So what did I do? Well, I binge-watched a lot of TV. I watched the show Face Off, which is about like makeup for special effects and stuff. I watched about seven seasons of that, and I've been watching Planet Earth, which is like on BBC. It's like David Attenborough's the narrator. Okay. I guarantee you would recognize the name if you haven't seen anybody listening. You hear the guy's name or the voice, and you're immediately there. Anyway, I was watching Planet Earth 3, and there's these birds, these giant hawks, that come down and pick up goats. And what they do is they'll pick them up.
Goats?
Yeah, goats, like or sheep on the side of a hill.
No!
Exactly, man. And they'll pick them up. And since they're so much bigger, the way that they beat them is they pick them up so high, and then they just drop them to their death. That's terrifying. Is there a worse? Because I was thinking it over. There's no way to fight that hawk, man. you're up there. You hit the hawk, you're both going down. It's either you're dead or you're both dead. But once that hawk picks you up, it's no the point of no return, Danny.
Presumably, just it's over. If you are a goat and you are minding your own business and you were just taken into the air, like just it's a done deal.
That stellar sea eagle, that Kodiak that escaped from the aviary about a well, I guess it probably 2 years ago now. It would pick you up and take you away. Like it would beat me in a fight, no joke, and like not even using its talons, Kodiak could just punch me in the face with its wing, and I wouldn't know what to do. Like its head's okay bigger than my head. It's crazy how big they are up close. But I don't really. Oh yeah, the crows just going at it. So I guess apparently crows and they go after owls and they go after hawks in the area, and they will like call out and let other animals know because these hawks and owls will eat meat too. And like, crows will eat meat. This is going to go on a whole tangent. But they're not like predators. They'll eat like scraps or scavengers kind of thing. Where these hawks and stuff, they'll warn the other ones and they'll fight them, man. They make a sport of fighting hawks. And that's why I keep the crows in my areas fed. I keep them safe, Danny, because I go out, they know I'm there. And I get hawks. I don't even have to worry about a hawk anymore. You might have to worry about a hawk, Danny. Not me. Mark that off my list.
So I'm going to need you to come, you know, show me the crow skills so that I can keep an army ready to go here, you know, when I buy a small animal. I was going to ask a follow-up question. I was like, are you training these crows? Do you have, like, crow boot camp?
I think that they're smart. And did I tell you that I got a crow call? Maybe I got this for Christmas.
Yes, you did.
Okay, so I haven't seen you since before Christmas. So I did part of my gift. Luckily, Jess was very nice, and for my birthday, did 12 days of Christmas because my birthday is on the 13th. So it's 12 days that goes into Christmas, and she got me a crow call. So I read it and looked at the different ones. There's a couple calls depending on if they're hungry. They do the ka-ka-ka versus the ka-ka-ka-ka. See, Danny, I'm worried. I'm learning the intellect, but with the caller, it does a little bit better.
Listen, over the holiday season, I committed to learning Chinese. You've committed to learning crow.
Have you gotten – how are you at Chinese? Do you know another language at all? Did you learn Spanish or Latin or German, whatever people learn?
I took 3 years of French.
You absolutely would. I can't believe I missed that. You seem like you should just walk around with a croissant and a baguette.
Croissant and a loose cigarette.
Yeah, you are made for the elbow-length gloves, Danny. That's what
you were
built for, man.
I don't know if you saw on TikTok, but Mob Wives is coming back. It's like an aesthetic.
Thank God.
Your girl is ready.
Oh, yeah? I could see like Breakfast at Tiffany's kind of, what's her name? Oh, my God. What the hell is that actress's name?
Aubrey
Hepburn.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I should have known. But yeah, a classy, sophisticated lady with, the long cigarette and almost like a nice Cruella de Vil.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
But I don't remember where we were getting at with that. But so we're back at it. Danny, are you have you been doing any comedy or anything recently? I guess not. You looking to get back into it? Because like I said, I've been feeling bad, but like the last week, I've had like a rejuvenation and wrote some stuff. So I'm thinking about, you know, getting back into it. But like you said, when it's December or January and it's cold outside, I don't want to leave my house.
I don't. And I've really been into like getting my house like the way I want it. And like doing like I've been doing like a lot of self-care moments. I have been writing a lot. So like I have a lot of material written. But I'm also like having an external crisis. Again, you know, it's nothing new for me. I'm like thinking about doing like going back to school online, which is crazy.
I actually was doing the same thing, Danny.
What you were?
I was thinking about, I need to do it. I need to change. I need to get something going. And I need to change my schedule to be more conducive for the life I'd like to lead.
Are we going to graduate the same year together?
Yep.
I love it.
You're going to school for botany, right? No.
That's exactly what I was looking at.
I was trying to think of like the weirdest thing. What do you think the last thing that you should go to school online for? Like surgery, any kind of hands-on thing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like what's the last job you should have where if you read, like, here's a day, read this book, and then you have to go do it.
Oh, autopsy. Being a pilot, whatever that is, that's it.
What?
Like autopsies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be the one.
Yeah, if they said figure out how this guy died and they just put a body in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They you stop breathing. Yeah. I'm thinking pilot or surgeon, but really makes me realize how much ADD I have going back and forth at this. Danny, I have this whole list of things, but we're going to get too distracted. So I kind of want to hit on this, and then we can play our game, and then we can do the news. But it is 2024. This is our first show of 2024. So I thought, you know what? Maybe we'll do a quick look back at, you know, some music, some movies from decades past. So, Danny, I have 2024, 2014, which is crazy that 2014 was 10 years ago. That makes me want to throw up nonstop. 2014, 2004 was 20 years ago. Stop. 1994, 84, and then I go the whole way back to 74. So we have, I was looking number one song for right now. Do you listen to Jack Harlow at all, Danny?
Every now and again.
So he's decent. I've never listened to him. I've not heard bad things about him. I've just never listened to him other than he did the halftime show, I think, during Thanksgiving at the Lions game. And he didn't sound great then, but a lot of people don't sound great during the halftime show in Detroit. So if you say he's all right, you know, maybe I'll give him a shot, Danny. But he is currently number one on whatever Billboard for Lovin' on Me. Do you know this song?
Is that the one that's on TikTok, I wonder? If it is, I've heard it.
I would say probably. I would assume most songs that are going to be in the top 100 are going to be. I think we're going to see more. Like, more for shorter periods of time. Like, I think people get over them quicker. So, like, you know, years ago, you might have seen, okay, Whitney Houston had number, or Michael Jackson was number one for 18 weeks or 56 weeks or whatever. I think anymore we might see a quicker change. But you know what, Danny? That's just this guy's opinion. This is just this humble podcaster over here.
Humble.
14, hashtag. 2014. What song are we thinking?
2014 was kind of at that beginning of like the 2010s. Like, I'm trying to think of like the music at the time. Ooh, I'm going to say, and this is a shot in the dark, One Republic, Counting Stars. Wasn't that around that time?
Oh, it feels like it. It feels kind of Imagine Dragon-y time to me.
Yeah.
Number one, Happy by Pharrell. What's the number one song?
Ew, I hate that song.
Yeah. Unhappy is Danny at that answer. Okay. 2004. Now, we're talking 20 years ago. This song absolutely still holds up in this guy's opinion.
Okay.
Danny, 2004. Now, I believe this was just a quick search. I don't know if anyone listening is going to be like, that wasn't what it is. It's a quick Google search. For the number one song Billboard. So that's what I'm going based off is Wikipedia, so who knows if it's for sure right. But 2004.
Okay. Can I have two guesses?
Okay.
Black Eyed Peas.
Okay. Very good guess, because 2004, I would have been in seventh grade, and that would have been right when Ella Funk came out.
Yes.
Very good guess, but not on there. Not number one, at least. Now, I will give you a hint, and anybody listening a hint. This song has at least three kind of main... There's one main artist, but the two are featuring are well-known artists as well.
Is this Usher?
It is.
Yes!
It's Usher with Ludacris and Lil Jon, baby. That's solid. Solid song. So far... It seems like the further back we're getting, the better the song. Although I haven't heard "Lovin' on Me" by Jack Harlow, so maybe I'm speaking. Give out it of a my listen. 1994, we have in January of 1994, the number one song was "Hero" by Mariah Carey. Solid song, solid.
Okay.
Mariah has a pretty solid voice, especially '90s Mariah. But number one song for the entire year, Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. So that was Gina.
Yes, I love that song. Yes.
Yeah, solid song. Like I'm saying, is it as good as Yeah by Usher? It's close, but I don't think it is, man. Yeah by Usher, still. Now, 1984. Oh, I didn't even let you guess 94, Danny. I suck. I'm sorry.
Really?
84. Okay. 84, if you had to guess. Now, it's getting harder because 84 is before your time. It's before my time. We kind of have an idea of what, but like I could tell you, Yeah by Usher. I was sitting in Mrs. Blaney's math class when that happened. I wasn't around for this song, so I can't remember as well, Danny.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm just going to guess Madonna.
Safe guess. It is an artist with a single name like Madonna. It's not similar to Madonna, but it's a single name.
Single name.
Like Cher, but not Cher, obviously. 80s.
I'm trying to think. Single name.
It is 80s. It's a male.
It's a male.
Yes. He went by multiple names. At one point, was even just a symbol.
P. Diddy? No, it's not 80s. That's not 80s.
The song is also about, well, it's not about birds, but has it in the name. It's Prince, When Doves Cry.
Prince.
Yes. Nailed it, Danny. All right, 1984. And then 74, I looked up. I don't know this. I don't know how familiar with Barbra Streisand you are, but 1974, it was The Way We Were was the song of the year. Yeah, I don't know it. And I think it was from a movie, but who knows? Now, we'll talk on movies real quick, and then we'll get to the next thing. But it just makes me it's strange how the passing of time changes, Danny, for me.
Yes.
I feel like from 94 to 2004, that's a chasm. That's forever. 14 to 2024, it doesn't feel like the same amount of time has passed between 2014 and 2024 as 94 to 2004.
It really doesn't.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess you get older, your concept of time gets different. It's spread out over a greater distance. It's 10 years out of 30 years instead of out of 15 or whatever. So, 1974, number one movie. Comedy movie. We talked about it on this. I think you didn't seem familiar, though. It was Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles. You know Blazing Saddles?
I've heard the name.
Yeah. It's one of those movies that I don't know. If you watched it today, it would have one of the, hey, we don't really agree with all the things they say kind of warning at the beginning. Because it was like groundbreaking, but at the time for, you know, being like wild and saying some things. But I feel like looking back on it now, a lot of people will get upset for some of the things looking back at it now. But, you know, people are like to get upset about everything. So what are you going to do?
That's fair.
That goes with comedy all the time. Maybe judge comedy a little differently, but it is what it is. Understand people are doing jokes and not really on a pulpit running for office. 1984. Danny, take a guess for a movie.
84?
Yes. Now, this is a well-known movie. I've actually never seen it. It's a classic for a lot of people.
The Sandlot? No, that was 90s, wasn't it?
I think it probably was.
Oh, what was the furry thing?
Gremlins.
Yes, no. Gremlins.
No, but that is a good guess. Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Number two was Temple of Doom. Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom. Did you watch any of the Indiana Jones movies? Have I asked you that? I'm a giant fan. I like the adventure video game kind of thing. And Uncharted and stuff like that, if anybody listening has played any of those games. And Indiana Jones is similar to that. However, if you watch them, Temple of Doom is the worst of the original three. Last Crusade, so much better. Short Round is in it, who we've had on our least favorite character tournament. Oh, Danny, were you on the show when we did the least favorite?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we did that, and he was one of my least favorite. He's so annoying. He's just this little kid. But anyway, Short Round from that, just, I don't know if he won an Academy Award or if he won a People's Choice, but he was in that movie, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, that came out like 2 years ago. I don't know. But yeah, that movie,
I know the movie.
That movie was really good. I liked that a lot, and he was great in that. As much as I disliked him as a kid in that, he was great, and as an adult, and
so he redeemed himself for you.
He has redeemed himself for me, and I'm sure that kept him up at night. And I'm sure he's been worried about that since he got off the set of Temple of Doom. But yeah, it's all good now. 94, Danny. We've had this discussion multiple times. 1994 is probably the greatest year in movies. Number one, you've seen
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks D2 did come out that year, and while you are correct, that is the greatest movie that came out that year, Danny. The number one movie was actually The Lion King that year. But
that's fair.
But I think we did talk about it. I mean, The Crow came out that year, man. Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump. You had Little Rascals, Little Giants, Little Women. You had all three of those, man. Look up 1994 movies. It's insane, the movies that came out that year. 2004, best movie of the year, Danny. We're getting into 2004. This is a little bit easier.
Is it animated or live action?
It's animated.
Cars.
No, it's a green guy.
What?
It's a green character. The main character is green. The other one is a donkey.
Oh, Shrek.
Yes, Shrek 2. Actually, the top movies of 2004, Shrek 2, Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
And Passion of the Christ, which did not have a sequel. Yes. 2014, number one movie. This is when we start getting into... It's weird, Danny. When we look at the songs and the movies and any of the art, I'm sure of the TV shows, you can kind of see a changing of the way that people make movies or the way they ingest the movies. 2014, take a guess, number one movie.
Why am I blanking? I feel like I should.
Now, two of the top three are from the same universe, kind of.
Transformers.
It is. It's not a bad guess. 2014 number one movie, Guardians of the Galaxy. This is where, like, Marvel, I think in like 2008, 2009, that's when the Avengers and stuff, they start coming out. Guardians of the Galaxy, number one movie, number three movie that year, Captain America, Winter Soldier. So that's where you see the Marvel movies start taking over. And so far in 2024, the two top movies, Wonka and Mean Girls, which, have you seen that?
Not yet. I want to see it.
But I think it's strange because when we see it, we see, okay, 2004, we got Shrek 2. We got Spider-Man 2. We're starting to do sequels. We're taking the whatever we have and building on it, but we're still keeping the same idea. Then we have Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain America. We have all these Marvel movies. We're going back, taking the comic, and then we're just putting out, and they're putting out the same kind of characters that you recognize over and over and over again. And now mm-hmm. we have Wonka, which is the third rendition of Wonka now. We've had Gene Wilder, who was in Blazing Saddles. We had Johnny Depp, and now we have Timothée Chalamet as Wonka. This is the third time. We're just regurgitating the same shit over and over again, changing the characters, changing the race or the gender or whatever it is. But, like, Mean Girls is coming out. Why can't we just come up with a new movie, man? Do we need another Mean Girls? Mean Girls was perfect. Leave it alone. What can you build on Mean Girls? Anybody who loved Mean Girls, I don't know that they're itching to, like, you don't need to do it again. You don't need to make a Pulp Fiction 2. You don't need a Forrest Gump 2, and you don't need a Mean Girls 2.
I think the only like way I would want to see Mean Girls 2 is if like I want to see like all the main characters in like the PTA together.
Yeah. But like, I think they're just gonna force like the same lines that that they use. You don't even go here. Like the good lines from the first one, it'll make it seem less, because I feel like they're gonna force it in the next one. I feel like it'll be like Dumb and Dumber, and then they made Dumb and Dumber or whatever, and then I didn't even see the other version. But like I don't know. I think that they just movie producers and places like to just take, okay, you know this, let's redo it, and how can we twist it?
Right.
It's
right.
So
and
lazy.
And they've waited long enough that it's like a new generation watching that movie.
Yeah. So I think it is. They're like, what can we get the parents to come in because they recognize it, Ninja Turtles or whatever the hell it is anymore, and let's get them to come back in, and we'll get the kids to be into it for another one. Toy Story movies still come out. I grew up on Toy Story. My kids grew up on Toy Story. We both want to see Toy Story now. Plus, it's a Pixar movie, so you know it's great.
All right, classic, Danny.
I hope we learned a lot over the last decades. Now, do you want to? Should we play this game, or do you want to do the news?
I say let's play the game.
Okay, let's play the game then, Danny. I gotta find. All right, the new game. Random rankings, random rankings, random rankings, random rankings, random rankings, random rankings. Rankings, random rankings. Danny, we have.
Wow, I love that so much.
That is, you might not know it, but I made it up just now. It seems very polished. It seems like it's something I've been working on for a while, but believe it or not, I just made that up now. So, this is a new game I just thought of earlier today. Everybody loves a ranking thing, you know. They have seen where people it's easy information to argue about in the comments. It gets people going. It gets people's mind moving. So I thought we're gonna do random rankings. I'm gonna give Danny five things. Danny's gonna give me five things, and we're gonna put them in ranking from our best or our favorite to our worst. Now the thing is, Danny doesn't know the words I picked. I don't know the words Danny picked. And the key is that they really don't overlap or make sense. So, Danny, I have five things. Do you want to list your five things to me and I'll rank them? And the most important thing is not just to rank them, but explain them, to explain why you rank them and why one is better than the other.
Okay.
Would you like me to read mine and then you rank them? Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a pen? You're ready? Because I don't want you to forget them, okay?
All right.
My five things that I want you to rank.
Okay.
Number one, jump rope.
Okay.
Number two, Sam's Club.
Okay.
Number three, classical music.
Okay.
Number four, Taylor Lautner. Number five, geology, the study of rocks.
Okay.
Okay. Just for all the listeners, Danny has to put in order of her favorite or what she deems to be the best from jump rope, Sam's Club, classical music, Taylor Lautner, and geology. Are you starting with what you think is the best or what you think is the worst?
So we're going to go from my worst to my best.
Perfect. I think that'll build up the anticipation for the listener the best.
Okay. So, this may be shocking.
Okay.
Number five, the worst, Taylor Lautner.
Okay, fair. Good answer.
I feel like if we're going to judge for the Twilight series, I was always an Edward Cullen girly and not a wolf girly. I guess out of like which Taylor do I prefer to see, Taylor Lautner or Taylor Swift? Like, I guess I'll tolerate Taylor Swift over Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
There's just something annoying about him. I don't like it.
Now, Taylor Lautner's wife is also Taylor Lautner, correct?
Yeah, and I hate that. Yeah. I think that's why he's number five.
Okay, perfect. Got him. All right. Let's go to what's next on the list? Number four.
Number four is Sam's Club.
Oh, okay. Number four, Sam's Club. Okay.
I
better than Taylor Lautner.
Better than Taylor Lautner, but still not the greatest. Yeah. I love a Costco. Okay. Catch me at a Costco. I thrive.
It's a brand loyalty thing.
It is. I am an executive member. We fuck with the Costco. Goodbye, Sam's Club.
Okay, fair enough.
Number three on my list. Geology. Oh. And the only reason I'm ranking it number three is because I love a crystal. And crystals and rocks are basically the same thing.
Danny, I don't think... Have I said on the show or did I tell you before the show that I've started rock tumbling?
Please elaborate.
Okay, so I went to Arizona and Utah back in April or May or sometime in April. It was April. Mm-hmm. I should know the date. It was in April, and I got rocks from Zion and Arches and like the Grand Canyon. I got some really cool rocks, and I got them back. Christmas, one of the 12 days of Christmas, I get. Maybe it's for ages 8 and up, okay? But it's a rock tumbler set from National Geographic. I got these going. Now, it says you got to have – there's four grits, Danny.
Okay.
Let's start from the beginning. It's a four-stage grit cycle. So it's this roller. You put the rocks in, you just put some water, and then you put some, you know, grit, like sand kind of feel. Pour it in, and it says keep it in the rough grit, or like sandpaper. If you're sanding something, anybody listening to sandpaper, you start with like the gritty, and then you get more to a fine sandpaper. So we start with the grittiest one. They say keep it in 4 or 5 days or whatever. The longer, the better. Because essentially we're recreating years and years of rocks floating and hitting into each other, and we're making the rocks the sea glass essentially. So we're doing that quickly with the water, and it's tumbling. So the good thing with me is I forget a lot, and I put it in the basement because it's not super loud, but it sounds like the dryer is going all the time. So I put it next to the dryer. I don't hear it in there, so I throw it in there, forget about it for a week. Get it out. I put the next one in. So we're probably at 14 days where I could have been at 10 days. I'm going to take them out after this show, clean them up, and put the next grit in. I'm going to take some pictures, and I'll post them, and we'll see how they look. My rocks, they're pristine, dude. I have some pink ones, some black ones, and then I got some ones from Glacier in Montana that I've been saving. Those will be next on the list.
OMG. Okay, please send me your rock photos. Absolutely, I can't believe I just said that, but I can't wait to see them.
I can't wait to send you a picture of Dwayne Johnson. Think it's so funny while I'm high at 11 p.m. All right.
And I know you will. Okay, number two on the list, jump rope.
I can't believe jump rope is two, but go on.
I have a lot of like weird things that I'm oddly good at, and jump rope is one of them. I can fuck on a jump rope.
Oh, yeah?
The best. Well, not literally fuck on a jump rope. Probably should have used better words.
I just want you to be very clear and know that that will be a sound drop. So
Perfect. The first one of 2024. But I am good at double dutch. That is like my jam. That is my shit.
Oh, yeah. You're a double dutch queen.
I am.
I could see that. Are you one of the people, you know, you touch the ground even, lean back, like hand on the floor, like, you're getting cocky with it?
Listen, at 30 years old, almost 31, the flexibility has gone downhill.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that at one point you were at the top of your game, and I bet you were good at the one thing where you put the ring on your ankle and then you jump over the thing and skip.
I was literally going to say that. I had one and I was so good at it.
I could see it a mile away, Danny. I could see it a mile away. And then that means that leaves only classical music left to be number one.
I have noticed that I love a light jazz, a light classical music in the background, so I don't lose my mind. And it's great.
Danny, I am 100% on board with you. Recently, a little bit of classical music in the background, man, it gets the brain going, but it doesn't diverge my attention too much.
Yeah,
you know? a little bit of Ludwig van in the background, as Alex from Clockwork Orange would say, and yeah, dude, just a little bit of background, it's good. It makes me feel good. It's classical music and ska, man. Those are the two genres that get me going. Get me
feeling good. I have reignited my love for punk music, so I'm also listening to punk and classical. It makes no sense, but it makes sense.
Oh, maybe there should be a classical punk crossover. Well, okay, maybe we'll start a band after, Danny. Maybe we'll work on that.
Oh, Danny, you suck of shit.
All right. Danny, do you have your five? And then we'll see how I do. I agree with you. I would have put classical music number one, Taylor Lautner five for sure. I can't believe you had. I would have swapped Jump Rope and Geology probably. I like Geology a little bit more than Jump Rope, but hey, Danny, that's what makes the game fun, man. There's no right answer, wrong answer. So,
I love this game.
Okay, good.
This is going to be so fucking weird because I would like to put on the record for everyone to know I was given no information. I was told to five random things. So this is going to be the weirdest moment ever in the history of this podcast.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What was... Okay.
Sorry, I didn't realize there was a sound drop.
No, you're good. It was Colin Chamberlain needed to say absolutely. Go ahead.
Colin, don't steal my moment.
Absolutely.
Okay. Rude, Colin. Meerkats.
Okay.
Britney Spears.
Okay, on brand for you. And I will have you know, when I wrote it down, there's only one T.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Joshua Tree.
Okay. the state park or whatever.
Yes.
Awesome. Danny, I would just like you to know you fucking nailed. You got the assignment, man. You fucking nailed it.
It's not over yet.
Okay.
Daffodils.
Okay. Solid.
And a good old lamp.
Oh shit. Okay. Danny, you're probably not gonna like my answer. I already see the way that my heart feels. At five, Britney Spears.
What?
I'm sorry, and maybe it's my own Taylor Lautner kind of thing for me, but I have no hate towards Britney Spears whatsoever. That's just how much I like everything else that's on this list, Danny. You put together a heck of a list.
I mean, I would think that lamps would be number five, but it's fine.
No, because I love a lamp. Because, okay. See, you think lamps are even four. Daffodils are number four, Danny. A daffodil, I love a daffodil. Daffodil is nice. You love seeing a daffodil outside. If I was in a dark room, what good does a daffodil do me? That's why.
That's fair.
Although if I was in a field, what good is a lamp? So, but I say daffodil four only because I get bad allergies, man. And I don't want to point a finger at a daffodil, but you know, maybe it's best for me to keep my distance. Now, okay. A lamp can tie a fucking room together, Danny. A lamp can set a mood. It can set a tone. You get a dimmer on a lamp. You get a lava lamp. You get a leg lamp, Danny. Ooh. God, ooh. There's a lot of lamps, man. There's a lot of lamps and a lot of opportunities. I don't know. Lamp. A lot of lamps. Three.
Okay.
So number all five, right. Britney Spears. Number four, daffodil. Number three is a lamp. Now, I'm going to just... What the hell? This is tough. I go Meerkat 2.
Oh.
And I like a meerkat. I think they look cool. They always look inquisitive. They always look like they're like, hey, what's going on? You know? Mm-hmm. What's that? What's that over there? They're always looking. They're the nubby neighbors of the rodent community or what have you. I hope I'm not speaking ill of meerkats. But, yeah, I'm going to just because we were just talking rock tumbling, man. I love a park. I love glacier, arches, Joshua Tree is on that bucket list. I'd love to go to Joshua Tree, which is why Meerkats, as much as I love a Meerkat Manor, too, right? Have you ever watched that show?
Yes.
Or even at the Pittsburgh Zoo, man, you go there, there's the meerkat thing. You can crawl in, and you can be a little meerkat. I don't know if you've ever done that. You crawl in. They have the thing where you can crawl in with the stingrays or whatever, or manta rays or whatever they have. They have some kind of ray that, like, the kids, like a tunnel you crawl through.
And okay.
They have one for meerkats, too. You crawl in, and there's a little dome. You pop up. Have you been to the aviary? They have one with penguins at the aviary.
I haven't been to either. At the zoo, it's been a long time, but I've never been to the aviary.
The aviary is cool. I don't want to go too far either. I wanted to have shorter episodes, Danny. We're already get almost an hour because that's just how the I can't think of words. The chemistry for the podcast is just picking up where I left off, man. Didn't miss a beat.
We had to catch up.
Didn't miss a beat. But yeah, I recommend anybody, stop there with the kids. It's cool. Pop up. Danny, I think Random Rankings has been a wild success, actually. So we're definitely.
I love this.
And yeah, we will have to do that again, especially with the music, man. I'll have to see if I can remember the words. And this has been another episode, or another round of Random Rankings, 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 Random Rankings. All right.
I love it. I love it.
You want to do a quick news story before we wrap it up?
I think I have one that really we should talk about.
Let's change the vibe, if you will, because it is a vibe. It's always a vibe, and we'll play a little bit of the news.
The news with Danny Cole.
It's a vibe. I love it. So I'm gonna do half note card, half phone because I have access to my phone.
Oh. Here.
I was feeling a little lazy today.
Absolutely.
Okay. So this is in honor of one of my favorite holidays, Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And only because it's close to my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Which is another national holiday, obviously.
Obviously, Danny. Come on now.
Duh. Who needs therapy when you can name a roach?
Oh, there's more to that question.
We both go... Me. Yeah. But you don't need therapy anymore, Chris, because you can name a roach after your ex and watch it get eaten.
Oh, wow. And watch it get eaten.
And watch it get eaten. So for $15, the Bronx Zoo will let you name a roach after your ex. The zoo will even send the lucky winner a certificate letting them know of their prize. For an extra $20, you can enjoy a virtual cockroach encounter with a surprise animal guest. No promises the roach will live through the special encounter. And then, all proceeds go to something good.
No promises. I feel like they're like, okay, we're going to sell the same roach to 15,000 people or however many people get it. 800 people. Okay. And they do the same video. Unless he's wearing a jersey on the cockroach that says Jimmy or whatever the hell it is. Like, it's not real.
A top hat.
Yeah. I want to know that one is. I want to see a fingerprint. I want to see some kind of dental record to know that cockroach is indeed named after the ex du jour.
I mean, should they take it a step further and, like, they actually, like, put, like, a little picture of that person's head, like, on the back of the cockroach?
I think that this is just a reason, because when you said the Bronx Zoo, it's like, yeah, they definitely had cockroaches to spare, for sure. That's, like, a place by the wharf in Baltimore, Boston, or New Orleans. Like, yeah, we'll name a rat after them. Yeah, you got a rat in the back already. You're giving me $15 for you to get rid of your own rodents? Like, get out of here, bro.
Could you imagine seeing rats in New York running amok with little collars with, like, names on them? Like, adopt a rat.
Well, apparently rats are supposed to be super smart, too, Danny. I know we've discussed crows at length, but rats are supposed to be pretty smart as well. And I could see a rat Don't they have, I swear I saw a rat in New York, like, riding another animal.
I can't believe it. They're like house cats there. They're huge.
Yeah. So
probably mounted a golden doodle and just went on its way. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know how it could be any other way now that you mention it. But yeah, I it's interesting around you hear these things. I remember hearing something a year or two ago about it's something like that, or you mail your ex like shit. Or like animal shit, or like that's weird. Some of the stuff they come up with, but I guess anything to get anybody to buy stuff. I mean, it makes sense, but it's so crazy how dumb some things are.
It is. Tis the season for. I mean, honestly, it's like kind of creative, but like also not.
Yeah, I feel like that's just a list of people who haven't gotten over it, essentially, right?
Yeah.
If you're thriving, you're not buying the cockroach with Elena's name on it or whatever.
They're like, Sally, you salty bitch, you bought 4 cockroaches.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Why do you have a whole drawer full of them, man? But Danny, it's been wonderful to talk to you and see you again. It's been too long. We're gonna, I guess. Let's shoot to get back at 565 next week. I'll have to talk to Mark, even though we're not there. Definitely stop by at 565 Live. We love it down there. Mark's super cool. We love it upstairs, too. We haven't seen Becca or anybody upstairs for a while, but definitely stop down 565 Live. Grill 565 upstairs is open every day of the week, I believe. 565 Live open Thursdays. They do comedy every other week. They do open mic music every week. They're not doing comedy Friday and Saturday, live music all the time. So definitely stop down there at 565 Lincoln Avenue in Bellevue. Danny, anything you'd like to end on?
No, I'm just excited for next week. I'm excited to get back to it.
I am too. Maybe we'll have to do another round of Are They Alive? Because it's been too long.
Yes. I just have a love for Jimmy Carter, and it's just such a vibe. And it's I check in on him every day.
There we go. The great Jimmy Carter. Now, Danny, this isn't even a joke. We started doing this game, in August or something, when Jimmy Carter, or even July, man. I feel like it was over the summer and they said Jimmy Carter is going into hospice and he's not doing well. And since we've mentioned Jimmy Carter, he's still alive and well. He's outliving his wife now, who passed a couple months ago. But Jimmy Carter, still alive for today. We'll see next week when we do the game.
I will check in on my man.
It's touch and go. So we'll find out. Danny, always an absolute pleasure. Follow Danny on Instagram and all that stuff at Danny Kaufman, right?
That is correct.
I have our thing popping up for anybody watching. Follow us at Poor Man's Podcast 412. Follow us on Twitter X. I don't think I've posted one thing ever on there, but you can still give us a follow. And we're going to start posting more stuff to YouTube Shorts, right, Danny? So we'll get on that. And follow us. We'll do some more games. I want to do some more games, some more random rankings, some more Are They Alive. And we're going to find some other games. But for the wonderful, the talented, the beautiful Danny Kaufman, I'm Chris. Thank you so much for listening.
All I'm going to say is I'm so happy that I was allowed to be part of your day.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We hope you had a good time. If you did, be sure to subscribe to the show to catch the latest episodes and share with your friends. We can't promise not to embarrass you. And if you just can't get enough, follow us on Instagram at Poor Man's Podcast 412, Twitter at Poor Man's Pod 412, and Facebook. This is Pittsburgh's own Poor Man's Podcast signing off. See you next week.
In my opinion, that sucked.
Woo! Woo! Poor Man's Podcast, the best podcast in Pittsburgh.
Straight cash, homie.